Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano, and he's helping us with 6 keys to determining the real value of your business. He says markets, products, customers, gross profit, prospects, and organization. Gene, I know you talk about this in your book, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Folks, I encourage you to check that out. Gene, give us your website, please.
It's CFOForRent, CFOForRent.com.
So check that out, folks, and Gene will help you. He's one of the resident CPAs in our brain trust and has been now for a dozen years. Gene, the last two, gross profit and organization, let's talk about them. Gross profit is not intangible at all.
No, that's the one thing on the list that is very tangible. You can see it, you can follow it, you can trend it. And it's the thing that ultimately should improve if all the other things are working. And it's the tangible thing that buyers want to buy, because that tells you whether you have enough money to pay for all the operating expenses of the business and still have a profit in the end.
It tells you whether you have a product that you can sell, customers on paying for enough for the price you have to charge. Or it tells you if you're not getting your gross profit, you either have the wrong model, the wrong business model, or the wrong salesperson, right?
Yeah, either you're competing for customers and for business on price, which is a killer.
It's the price war is over and we lost.
Yeah, or you're just managing badly. And actually, the second of the two might be the better situation because it's easier to fix. But one of those two things is happening, and they'll show up in your gross profit.
I don't know how many times I walk into a business, small business, Gene, and I know what it costs to open that door, and I know what it costs to put that product out on the shelf, and I know what they're charging me, and I'll tell them, you're not charging enough for that product.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the one I'm going to buy. I'm getting ready to give them money for it, and I'm telling them, you're not charging me enough for this.
But change
they look
the price
at me, they look at me like
door.
I just landed from Mars. But I come back a year later, Gene, they're gone.
If they didn't take your advice.
That's exactly right.
It's amazing that market business owners, particularly those who are the leading marketer or sales representative for their company, that's very often the case in small businesses, they are really reluctant to get a market price, to raise prices to the market for their products, because they think customers won't buy if the price is too high. And yet when you ask them, why customers buy their product, price isn't usually on the list. It's quality, it's service, it's all those other things. But they need to recognize that you've got to have an effect. Your product has to be good enough to command an appropriate price in the market so you can make an appropriate profit. And if you're not making that appropriate profit, that appropriate gross profit margin, then there's something wrong with your product, your customers, the market, all those other things that we talked about.
Right, no, exactly right. What about organization?
Organization is simply having people in place to execute on what the company is trying to do. And more importantly, be able to execute on it when you're not there. Because when you sell a business, when you tell the people that the business is for sale, that's saying you want to get out, and buyers are going to look at the business and say, is this business going to run without you? Are customers going to have relationships with people in your company so they'll continue to buy? Is the business, the manufacturing, going to run smoothly?
Right. There are two issues, aren't there? One is there going to be a brain trust that with the institutional memories that can keep this thing going? And number two, will customers stay if the head leaves, if the founder leaves?
Yeah, and it's broader than that, but those are certainly the big key things. Will you keep your customers? And will your organization be effectively run? without mm-hmm. you. And that's, you know,
and will the people stay? Will the people, will the customers and the people stay when the founder leaves? That's a big, big part of it, isn't it?
It is. It is a big part of it. And it's so easy to think my company is just running so smoothly, it's great, I'm going to sell it and make a bunch of money. But if you leave, the heart of the business goes away and things start to crumble.
Right.
And let me tell you, a prospective buyer knows how to recognize that.
That's exactly right. CFOForRent.com, right, Gene?
That's right.
Chief CFO for Rent, CFOForRent.com. The book is called Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Thanks, Gene, for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Great pleasure, my friend. Thanks for calling.
We'll see you next time. Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. We couldn't do without him. We always get smarter when Gene joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.